Here are 10 ideas to change the world in late summer 1989.
Chewing a horse until it's fast asleep. Pepper poets. Accidentally devoting your life to half a chip. Taking a risk, but putting a skillfully hewn twig in its place so they won't know. At weekends, opening your mouth to the public. It's a well-known fact that for 14 years I've been dwelling on a theory of subatomic particle physics. Happily, it's overwritten, long-winded, and therefore rather large, so I have plenty of room. Also, it floats, which is just as well, since by mere chance, it is indeed amid a large watery lake with prevailing winds, and so on. Now, after squinting repentantly down my telescope since February, I did notice a family squadron of tree elephants sculling effusively by in their half-green coracles. If I were you, I'd... What? Oh. Apparently, I am you. So I'll just shut up and see what I was going to say. Nurse? Nurse? He's gone. Nurse? Ciphering a few recent peanuts into a well-established chamber orchestra. Inviting most of your friends round to a potato nearby. Disposable narwhals with ripply eggs. Keeping things exactly as they are, except for the soap dish. Expanding your chest so that some air rushes in, then contracting it so it sort of rushes out again, quite often so you can stay alive for longish periods.
Michael St. John, 10 ideas to change the world.